Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors on this research. Oh, that would be great. Yeah, thank you. And I have no relationships to disclose. So today I'll use the most recent data from the National Survey of Children's Health to describe the prevalence of health problems and quality of care in U.S. children, to compare these measures in children with public versus private health insurance, and explore variation across the states. Since we're talking about states, this is a picture of our beautiful state of Oregon with my son as the tour guide. So both CHIPRA and the Affordable Care Act seek to improve access to quality of care, including a full range of preventive services and coverage for children with special health care needs. And a baseline assessment can help with implementation of these system improvement efforts. The National Survey of Children's Health is a population-based parent report survey of children's health and quality of health care, and also system performance measures. And the survey allows for standardized state-level measurement of these indicators. The Data Resource Center hosts the data for this survey, as well as the survey of the National Survey of Children with Special Health Care Needs. You can get access to the data, plus detailed information on the surveys themselves at our website, childhealthdata.org. And we have a booth at the expo if you'd like to visit and find out more. Okay, I go back. So in the National Survey of Children's Health, population estimates are weighted to represent the U.S. population of children ages 0 to 17. And in this study, we conducted multivariate analysis to compare public versus private insurance, controlling for demographic and health risk factors, including special health care needs status for the quality of care measures. So we looked at seven health status indicators, including special health care needs status and complexity of service needs, three health risks, overweight or obesity in children ages 10 to 17, prevalence of being at moderate or high risk of developmental and behavioral problems, and children who had two or more adverse childhood experiences among nine that were asked about. The performance indicators have all been on the National Survey of Children's Health have been endorsed by the National Quality Forum. These measures are related to insurance coverage and adequacy, access to care, and receipt of preventive care. Also, medical home and the individual components of medical home, receiving family-centered care and effective care coordination if needed. And then finally, a minimal quality of care index is reported, and this is based on insurance adequacy, receipt of preventive medical care, and receiving care in a medical home. So this graph shows the prevalence of the 20 specific health conditions that were assessed in the survey. And for every one of these conditions, children with public health insurance there was a higher prevalence in children with public health insurance, significantly higher for all but autism spectrum disorders and diabetes. For the others, the difference was significant. But this doesn't necessarily represent bad news. This can be seen as evidence that these children are being identified earlier. They may be more likely to be identified through screening when children have public insurance. Nationally, children with public insurance are more likely to have special health care needs. And when they do have special health care needs, their needs are more likely to be complex, meaning they need services beyond prescription medication management. The higher odds of health problems for children with public insurance persisted even when adjusting for demographics and other risk factors. So here we see the state variation in the prevalence of children with special health care needs and chronic conditions. Nationwide, 1 in 5 children has a special health care need. And as you can see, there's wide variation among the states in these figures. So we looked at 3 health risks, as I mentioned before: overweight or obesity, children who are at moderate or high risk for developmental or behavioral problems, and those who have had 2 or more adverse childhood experiences. And children with public insurance were more likely to experience these risks, even after adjustment for other factors. And the differences in the prevalence of children who've had the ACEs is especially high, twice the odds of having 2 or more adverse childhood experiences. And again, we can see substantial variation across the states. So moving on to the system performance indicators, children with public insurance are less likely to have consistent coverage. That is, parents report there was a gap in their coverage over the past 12 months. However, they're more likely to report having adequate insurance, meaning the insurance meets their child's health care needs and with reasonable out-of-pocket costs. And again, we see the wide differences among the states. For example, twice the rate of access to mental health care if needed for the state with the lowest versus the highest in children with public health insurance. And we see these differences among states with despite no matter what the type of insurance. Children with public insurance are as likely as those with private insurance to receive preventive medical, dental, and developmental screening services. So if you look at the rate of developmental and behavioral screening, it's only 30%, so that's very low, but actually this is good news because in the last survey it was about 20%. So there's an example of quality improvement efforts working, making a difference. Okay, but some states are doing better than others. And if you look at developmental and behavioral screening, very wide variation. I'm going to come back to this. Okay, let's see. Okay. So medical home, the odds of receiving care in a medical home were not different between kids with public and private insurance when after controlling for demographic and risk factors, including special health care needs status. Okay. And again, wide variation among the states. And it's notable that Vermont has the highest rates of kids receiving care in a medical home, up to 83%, 77 to 83%. And children with public and private insurance. And Vermont has been on the leading edge of quality improvement efforts for years. So there's another example of quality improvement is working. Okay, go back. So finally, the minimal quality of care index. I want to get my notes here. And this is a composite. Sorry. Okay, well, it's a composite measure based on whether a child has a medical home, adequate insurance, and received any preventive medical care in the past 12 months. And fewer than half of all U.S. children receive health care that meets this basic level of quality of care, and only 32.6% of children with public insurance meet this standard. And there's a wide variation across the states, from 29% to 53%, and again, Vermont is at the highest level. So, to conclude, there are significant health and healthcare disparities for children with public versus private insurance, even when controlling for other risk factors and demographics. There's wide variation among states on important health conditions and on the prevalence of important health conditions and indicators of system performance. And the data support CHIPRA and ACA emphasis on insurance duration and adequacy, healthcare access, chronic condition management, and health promotion and disease prevention. So these variations among the states represents an opportunity to explore state programs, policies, and other factors that may explain across-state variation and also within-state variation. So more research is definitely needed, especially from the states. Thank you.